It's Journey and Don't Stop Believing. I suppose Robin Swan could have that as his theme song. We spoke to him yesterday on the programme. If you're a leader of a party that's very much in decline, well, you got to keep believing, don't you? This is what Robin Swan said to us yesterday on the show during the course of the U105 phone-in in the wake of a very poor European result.
Will you continue to be the leader, Robin Swan? Will you continue to be the leader of a party that is failing, or indeed, is there anyone else that wants to lead it?
Well, look, Frank, we elect our leader every year. Our AGM will come and it will go. If there's anybody who wants to challenge, I'm up for that. You know, I don't hold this position out of ego or self-importance. I hold it because I was elected into it over 2 years ago, and it's one I'll continue to hold if that's what the membership of the Ulster Unionist Party wants me to do. If there's a change of direction or they feel a change of leader is necessary, you know, it's not something that I'll fall out with anybody over, but at this moment in time I'm the leader and my intention is to retain doing that job as long as the Ulster Unionist Party want me to.
Well, his leadership is on the tip of any political tongue at the moment, and it's certainly front page news on the newsletter today. I want to speak to commentator Alex Kane about this. Alex, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Do you see Robin Swan surviving simply because there's no one biting at his heels saying, oh, please give me this job? Like in the Conservatives, there's 11 want a job that nobody wants. The Ulster Union does not have anyone that wants a job that nobody wants.
Well, in terms of since the leader can only come from the Assembly Party, they don't even have an 11 Assembly members to match the Conservatives, which is a problem for them. Look, in fairness to Robin, it is worth saying this. When he didn't expect to become leader of the Ulster Unionist Party, he didn't seek the leadership of the Ulster Unionist Party. I remember it was at the time of the 2017 Assembly election when the Ulster Unionist Party had lost another 6 seats, and basically Mike Nesbitt on air, and I was in the television studio watching an interview, and Mike Nesbitt on air basically just announced that he was standing down. He decided to stand down as leader. The next few people were Doug Beattie and Robin Swan, and it became quite clear that Mike hadn't told them. So suddenly, out of nowhere, these guys were having to decide who the leader would be. I think there was some of them thought they were too inexperienced and maybe not at that moment the obvious choice. So Robin was asked, and bless him, said, yeah, well, look, if you think, you know, we need a leader, and really, if we can work together and you want me, I'll take it. And that seems to be his... But I think it's worth saying that, Frank, simply because this was never a case of, oh, I have a plan, I have a strategy, I have a way forward for the Ulster Unionist Party. This is a guy who just hadn't been elected all that long as an MLA in his own right, suddenly finding himself in a position he never expected to have, with one election following another election, never really time to prepare, never really time to get to grips with anything. So, yeah, he'll hang on, I think, if the party wants him to, the sense of duty. But also, you're right, Frank, if the second bit is there somebody sitting there, you know, champing at the bit? No, there isn't. There's no one I know who has come up with an alternative plan to what Robin's been doing. No one I know who could actually unite the party on anything at all. So, no, I think Robin will stay, but simply because there really isn't a huge demand to take over the job, particularly if we could have a general election in a few months' time. We might have a second referendum. We could have another assembly election. In fact, all these things are now in play.
Will they still be around in 10 years' time, the Ulster Unionists?
That is I was thinking about this last night, that here we are 2 years away from the Northern Ireland centenary. And yes, it is possible that the party which governed Northern Ireland for the first 50 years of that period and remained the main Unionist Party up until 2005. So only talking about 14 years ago, it ceased to be the lead party of unionism. May not survive, Frank, in the sense it won't have disappeared in 2 years' time. But when you look into the future of a party and where it can make progress, the only way you can do that, there are only two possible ways. First is the collapse of your main opponent, which would be the DUP. I do not see that happening anytime soon. And the other would be where you're going to make electoral progress in your own right. And again, with maybe 3 elections coming up in the next 18 months, 2 years, again, looking at the cold, hard figures, I don't see where the Ulster Unionist Party makes any gains. So I think the best it could do is probably stand still, tread water. And the other thing it has to bear in mind, Frank, 6 months ago, for the sake of argument, those soft unionists who might be attracted by Alliance didn't vote for the Alliance because they thought, in essence, it was a wasted vote. There are small unionists who may now look at the Alliance Party who are not worried about the constitutional position because they know that will be sorted by a separate border poll. But they may now look at the Alliance Party, which doesn't seem to have all that much trouble with same-sex marriage, abortion rights, and so on, and think, actually, yeah, fair enough, I could now vote for that party. Yeah. And from a pro-union point of view, so again, the Ulster Unionist Party, two challenges. How do they deal with the DUP, which is continuing to gobble all before it? And also, how do they deal with an Alliance Party, which now looks like a reasonably safe bet for some people who would naturally have gone to the UUP before?
So if we presume that Sinn Féin and the DUP are going to continue to be the biggest parties in this part of the world, if we look at the demise of the Ulster Unionists and the rockiness of the SDLP, is there a possibility that nationalists who are coming away from the SDLP but who don't want to vote for Sinn Féin will put their shoulder to the wheel behind Alliance, and a considerable number of unionists coming away from the Ulster Unionists who don't want to join the DUP will also go Alliance, and Alliance could be a big player in 10 years from now or less?
Well, yes, I think that's true, because we've talked for years, I've talked to you about it, you know, as well, this thing about the middle ground, you know, it never seemed to be, Alliance was stuck around, you know, 6.5%, never really doing okay, but always just treading water, 55,000 votes and so on, you know, 6, 7, 8 MLAs, MP briefly then lost it again and so on. Then suddenly you have this, not only 105,000 first preferences, but on top of that, another 65,000 votes came to Naomi Long, bringing it up to 170,000. That's a huge number of people, Frank, who have now indicated, for one reason or another, and from across the political divide, that they are willing to give Alliance a preference. The key to all of this, whether or not Alliance is going to make this growth, that this is something special we're looking at rather than a blip, is whether or not, if we had an assembly election, whether or not enough people on soft nationalism, soft unionism, along with Alliance's traditional core vote around 60,000, is willing to say, look, since the constitutional issue is not a matter for the assembly, it's not a matter for this, it's not a matter for that, and since the Alliance Party seems to be the only party that's trying to actually bring everybody together, we will now vote Alliance. And that's going to be the test line. At this stage, I think it's a wonderful, wonderful result for the Alliance Party. Whether it means anything to the middle ground, we will not know until there's an assembly election.
Okay. Alex Kane, your comments are always very welcome. Thank you. Heading towards the news at 10.